You're listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amswell. Whether you need vehicle maintenance supplies for your summer toys, or you are already preparing for winter, head on over to amswell.com to find what you are looking for. Once you put $50 worth of products in your cart, use the code FREESHIPSNOWX to earn free shipping on your order. Once again, that's FREESHIP, S-N-O-X, at checkout. Now let's get started with the show.
Welcome to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by Amsoil. I'm your host, Haley Shanley, alongside Matt Skubik. And joining us today, new to the off-road world, Tristan Hinton and his dad, Jamie. How are you guys doing today?
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Good.
We're excited to have you. You dropped a bomb on the off-road world just a few weeks ago. You announced that you're coming to race off-road. Talk to me about that decision. What prompted you to come race short course?
Well, about a year ago, we went to an off-road race at ERX, and we saw maybe we could try that something new.
It was such a good fit after we watched last year, and to be able to race and practice right here at ERX, we enjoyed watching it. It seemed like a good fit.
Talk to me about what were you doing in the summers leading up to off-road? If I understand correctly, snowcross was not the only sport you participated in.
Well, we did football, we did go-karting. I think that's mostly it.
We had a lot of dirt track, oval, go-karting that we did for the past 3 years.
Well, now that you're involved with off-road racing, and it will be your first year, what are your goals? Like, what kind of things are you going to push yourself to do in your first year with Champ Off-Road?
I'd love to place top 5 in the points and learn to improve my driving skills and make new race points.
Do you think you're going to be able to apply any of your skills that you learned on the oval dirt track in the karts? Do you think you're going to be able to apply any of that knowledge here on the short course?
A lot. I think I do.
Dig a little deeper into that. What do you think you can take from whether it be snowmobile racing or go-kart racing that you can use to your advantage when you go race mod karts this summer?
Well, go-karting, it's a lot. It's super close to off-road.
Absolutely. Because with oval track racing in the kart, it's all turns. So I think that's definitely going to come into play. Have you been out practicing already in the kart?
Yeah, like 2 times.
How'd that go?
Really good. I think I did good. I got faster and faster every lap.
Now, Jamie, what's the hardest part for you about making this transition? You know, you guys are new to the scene. What kind of challenges have you had to face with the mod cart?
With getting into the off-road series, the biggest challenge, I think, is getting to know people and learn coming into a whole new sport. We can, with Tristan as a driver and his abilities, we're okay there. With me as the mechanic, I think we do okay there. But learning the ins and outs, who do you talk to at each track, who's good support, people you can meet and know at the track, and then getting into a whole new set of rule books, things like that. So trying to speak to other drivers and find out, how do these things run? What is a good thing for these? So you don't come in and be stuck in the back just because you didn't know. So I've been on the phone trying to reach out to some current drivers, parents, and things like that to fit into, what does the truck really need and where should it be performing since we haven't had any time in it.
Tristan, is there a particular off-road driver that you're looking up to most right now?
I don't think so. You'll have to ask me later in the season, and then I'll be able to learn more.
Is there any track that you're looking forward to most this summer? Obviously, you've been practicing at ERX. You're going to be in Crandon, which is known as the Big House, the biggest race of the series probably, maybe even in the world. Which track are you most looking forward to?
I think I'm probably going to be looking to Crandon because that's going to be a lot of people there, and it's going to be more competitive and hard and challenging.
Now, the tracks that you're going to be racing here in short course racing, they're considerably bigger than what we typically see on the ISOC, on the Snowcross Tour. Does that scare you a little bit, or are you more excited to get out there and try some different style of track than you're used to?
I would love bigger tracks because go-karts are not the biggest of the tracks. And so now I get to like try something new.
Now, is this something you are hoping to make a career out of someday? You know, maybe even someday all you do is race year-round, whether it be snowmobiles, whether it be go-karts, trucks, whatever it may be. Is this what you're hoping to do lifelong and make it be your full-time career?
It might.
Okay. Well, if it's not racing, what are you hoping to do?
Maybe play in the NFL.
Okay.
NFL. Is there a particular NFL team that you can see yourself with?
Maybe the Vikings.
There you go. Solid choice. Jamie, talk to me about, I know you and your family, I've been talking to your wife, Dawn, as well. You guys are so family-oriented. And off-road, it's a very family-friendly sport. In fact, everyone in the pits, like, it's all a big family gathering with each of these teams. Is that something that you guys are excited about, is to be able to continue into another sport with you guys and your team, which is such a tight-knit group?
Yeah, that's a great part of it. That's one of the things we enjoy about the current racing we do, you know, whether it be the go-karts or snowcrosses, is, you know, I'm spending a lot of time in the pits and enjoying, you know, the other race families and dads and, you know, joking around with them quite a bit. And being able to have that time and, you know, with all these events being similar to snowcross, being a weekend, you know, a weekend race event where you spend a couple nights at the track, it gives you a lot of one-on-one time with some other families. See what everybody's taking their time to put into a sport and just enjoying it, you know, and things like, you know, with our ice hockey, with snowcross things, you know, having cook-offs and stuff like that together where everybody brings a potluck. And it's very family-based, and it's nice to meet other families that have similar goals or just similar lifestyles. And it makes it a lot of fun for just communicating with other racers and making a weekend event. You may only race for a few hours of the day, but 8 hours is filled with something new, whether it be conversations or just meeting new people.
That's awesome. Now, I know you've been very hands-on with the machine, of course. You are the mechanic, the crew chief. And, of course, you are very hands-on with the snowmobiles as well. Snowmobiles are very tedious machines. You have to put a lot of work into them. I can imagine that the kart is that way as well. How much are you learning right now, or is this coming pretty easy to you, making that transition from working on the sled to the kart?
Yeah, well, there are a few similarities. You know, we are belt driven like the snowmobile, so we've got some clutching things that happen in these, which is a good transition between the two. As far as the snowmobiles, you know, that we race, the motors are similar to our 200 class snowmobile, being that it's a small single cylinder engine. So there's a couple things there, but the whole setup with the truck, there's a lot to learn and a lot that I'm gonna try my best to try and catch this season as fast as we can, hopefully. But there's a lot to the truck with all the suspension, you know, all Walker Evans parts and things like that are all new. I've got four corners instead of just two skis to worry about. There's a lot of suspension changes that are going to be different. And as I mentioned previously, just learning some things. We have weight restrictions with these new carts. I have to weigh in at a certain amount. And as we know with Tristan, he's just a little guy, so I don't have a lot of ballast to move around. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we're playing with right now, is trying to get the truck to set up the best we can with the knowledge that we do have. But it is a whole new machine for us.
Right on. Now, Tristan, in contrast to riding the snowmobile in the cart, you're strapped in, there's a roll cage. Does that added protection, does that give you a little bit more confidence to really, you know, drive that thing to the edge and try new things and take risks? Or do you find yourself being a pretty cautious driver so far in the laps you've turned in practice?
I would probably say both, because you want to be cautious of slipping cars and stuff, because that's going to be a handle. And I want to push it to the edge because I'm going to try to do good.
Is there a particular characteristic or section of the tracks you practiced on that is the funnest? You know, we have these big sweeping turns, these berms, whoop section, big air. What characteristics of the track are you liking so much?
I would like in the back corner. I like the jump after that corner. I like going downhill and going uphill into the turns, because that's pretty challenging. And I love the jumps.
Awesome. That's what off-road's all about, is that big air.
Now, Tristan, if you could race anything, literally anything you wanted, what would it be?
Probably maybe off-road trucks, go-karting, or snowmobiles.
So you're already doing it. You're living your dream.
Do you foresee yourself, you know, as you work your way up through the off-road ranks, do you see yourself getting into a side-by-side before the trucks, or are you going to make that jump right into the trucks as soon as you're able?
I'm going to see to go to the side-by-side, unless if somebody's paying for me to get into the trucks.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Thanks for listening to the Champ Off-Road Podcast, presented by AMSOIL.